Hi, boys and girls. Welcome back to Two Ninjas and a Book. Now, this week, we are going to be reading a few books about mums. Now, in Australia, on Sunday is Mother's Day. Now, I know Mother's Day is celebrated at different times around the world, but I thought this week we would read some special stories just about mums. So this week, mums, these episodes are dedicated to you. The first book we're going to be reading today is Bluey Mum's School. So let's begin. Bluey and Mum are in the lounge room playing with lots of balloons. Suddenly, Bingo runs through in her towel, chased by Dad. "Hey, Bingo, good work for having a bath," says Mum. "Come here." Bingo's running away from Dad. "Yeah, but she hasn't cleaned her teeth," complains Dad. "It's Bluey's bath time too." "I can smell you from here," jokes Mum. But Bluey wants to play Mum's School with the balloons as her children. Their names are Wind Gust, which is the purple balloon, Pearl, which is the sort of like white balloon, Kiwi, which is the red one, Lightning Bolt, which is the yellow one, and Dragon, which is the pink one. I think I've said that right. "What about that one?" asks Mum, pointing to the balloon floating up on the ceiling. "Oh, Greeny, you're such a pickle," says Bluey, grabbing him with the robot claw. Mum still wants to run the bath, but Bluey hands her a clipboard to record Bluey's score for being a good mum. "You don't need someone keeping score," says Mum, but when Greeny escapes to the ceiling again and Bluey throws a cushion at him, Mum changes her mind. Now it's movie time for the kids. 2 points to Bluey when she suggests Greeny holds her hand so he doesn't fly away again. He is such a handful. Mum gives Bluey 0 points for putting a cushion on Greeny's head, 2 points for telling off Wind Gust for calling Greeny a cushion head, 0 points for allowing Greeny to hit Wind Gust to get him back. The kids are getting a bit out of control. "Maybe it's time for some exercise in the indoor pool," suggests Mum. But Bluey's having trouble making them walk straight along the hallway. "It's frustrating when they don't listen to you," sighs Bluey. "Yes, it is," agrees Mum. "Maybe Bluey can show them how to walk properly." Bluey bunts them along the hallway with a roll of wrapping paper. 0 points from Mum. "Come on, Greeny, you're old enough to walk by yourself," says Bluey. "Greeny finds walking a bit tricky," explains Mum. "Oh, nonsense," says Bluey. "He's got 2 legs. This way." Bluey puts all the kids into the pool, except Greeny. "Enjoy your swim." "Now, Greeny, if I let you out of here, are you going to behave yourself?" asks Bluey. "I think you know the answer," says Mum, raising an eyebrow. But other than giving Greeny a bunt with the wrapping paper, Bluey doesn't know what to do. Before Mum can offer any advice, they hear Dad and Bingo coming in. "I just have to mark this other student. He's in Dad's school," explains Mum, as they hide in the shower. Dad is still trying to get Bingo to brush her teeth. "Put me down," yells Bingo, squirming out of Dad's grip and running away. Dad gets 2 points for making it fun, 0 points when he gets distracted and Bingo slips away again, and 5 points for the tickling move. But then Dad stops and examines Bingo. "There must be a reason why you're being such a pickle tonight," Dad says. "I wonder if Bingo's still hungry." "I'll race you to the kitchen," exclaims Dad. "Wackadoo," Mum gasps, giving him top marks. Bluey's impressed. Maybe she can have another go at dealing with Greeny. Bluey takes Greeny out of the basket, holding him gently. "Hi, sweetheart. There must be a reason you keep floating off." Bluey wonders what it could be. Maybe Greeny just likes exploring, but he's not old enough to go exploring on his own yet. "One day you can float up as high as you want, but for now, here's a special present so you don't go too far." Bluey ties a magnet to Greeny's string to keep him down. "Because I love you so much," says Bluey, and that's worth full marks at Mum's school. Finally, Bluey jumps in the bath with the kids for a splash. "Nice work, Mum." After the bath time, it's time to get dry. "Here you go, darling," said Bluey, patting her children with a towel. She's almost past mum school. Bluey wants to go with the hairdryer, sending the kids flying everywhere. One of the kids floats all the way out the door for an adventure, Greeny. Does this mean I fail mum's school? Asked Bluey, disappointed. Yeah, but that's okay. We all fail mum's school sometimes. We can just start again tomorrow, says mum. Will Greeny be okay? Asked Bluey. Yeah, I think he'll do just fine, replies mum. How do you know? Asked Bluey, still unsure. Because he's got a good mum. I love that book. I really do love Mum's School. I think it's a beautiful message. With all the Bluey episodes are a beautiful message. As I said, that book is for you mums. You are all doing an amazing job. All right, boys and girls. Speak to you on the next episode. Bye.